Hear the word of God from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Dear friends in Christ, every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch who lived just north of Whoville did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now don't ask me why, no one knows quite the reason. If you've ever read or watched How the Grinch Stole Christmas, you know how the grouchy Grinch hates the toys and the noise and the joys of Christmas. So he decides to stop Christmas from coming. He disguises himself as a Santa and goes down the chimney of every Who house and steals everything he can lay his hands on. Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Pop guns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn and plums. Then he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimbley. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses. So the Grinch makes off with all the stolen goods, just as the Who's down in Whoville are about to wake up. He can't wait to see how sad and depressed they're going to be when they find out that there's no Christmas coming. If you've never thought about him quite like this before, there is a real Grinch, called the devil, or Satan. All the way back in the Garden of Eden, that Grinchishly Satan hated what God wanted for us. A wonderful life. In paradise. With our Lord. Forevermore. But that devilish Grinch hated that. No one knows quite why. So he, the devil, slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant round the Garden of Eden to steal all God's presents. That devilish Grinch was so sly and so slick that he thought up a lie and he thought it up quick. Did God say you would die if you ate from the tree? Why, you will not die. You'll be God just like me. And the Who's in the garden, Adam Who and Eve Who, listened to the devilish Grinch rather than their loving Lord, who simply wanted to give them everything he had. So they followed the Grinch and sin opened their eyes. But the Who's down in the garden now realized that that devilish Grinch had fed them a lie. They did not become God, but they started to die, while their Lord up in heaven heartbroken cried. And that devilish Grinch is still using his lying. The Who's down in Whoville, his lies are still buying. God does not love you as much as I do. So just follow me, and God you can be. You can be your own God and do your own things. Call your own shots and sin your Who sins. And that devilish Grinch, so slick and so sly, will lead you to sin and then leave you to die. What's so sad is that this isn't just a cute story. You and I are the Who's down in Whoville. And the devil's still lying, and we Who's are still buying. As a result, no matter who you are, every Who down in Whoville is now born in sin, Psalm 51. Separated from God, Isaiah 59. Robbed of that wonderful life God wanted us to have, 1 John 5. And the mortality rate of every Who down in Whoville is still 100%, Romans 6. That devilish Grinch, so slick and so sly, will lead you to sin and then leave you to die. God's word describes all of us who's down in Whoville with these words. John 8, whoever sins is a slave of sin. John 3, whoever rejects the Son will not see life, but God's wrath remains on him. 1 John 3, whoever keeps on sinning belongs to the devil. And the problem for us who's down in Whoville is that no amount of who toys, who pudding, or roast beast can get you out of your grave when you're dead. But there is one thing that the devilish Grinch didn't count on, that the God we sinned against would still love all of us who's down in Whoville. And that's why John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. The devilish Grinch hadn't anticipated this kind of love, and that devilish Grinch started to slither and slink in fear. His only hope was to stop Christmas from coming. So he tried to kill God's Christmas gift, the Christ child, the moment he was born. Revelation 12 says the dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that he might devour her child the moment he was born. When that didn't work, it was the devilish Grinch who stood behind Herod's order to kill all the baby boys in Bethlehem, 2 years old and younger. Because no Jesus means no Christmas. Pooh-hoo to the who's, he was Grinchishly humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the who's down in Whoville will all cry boo-hoo. So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry, very. As our devilish Grinch listened to the sound of weeping and gnashing of teeth from the who's down in Whoville, he heard instead a great company of the heavenly host praising God and singing for all the who's to hear. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all mankind, on whom God's favor rests. And the who's down in Whoville, the tall and the small, were singing without any presents at all. The Grinch hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. Galatians 4, when the time had fully come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Whether our devilish Grinch likes it or not, our Heavenly Father loves sinners a lot. The devil couldn't stop Jesus from coming. He came. Without our permission, he came just the same. Luke 2, I bring you good news of great joy. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, and he is Christ the Lord. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling his puzzler. How could it be so? He came without ribbons. He came without tags. He came without packages, boxes, or bags. And Luke 2 says, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And Matthew 1 says, and you shall give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The devilish Grinch hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. John 1, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us full of grace and truth. And from the fullness of his grace, we have all received grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. Somehow or other, it came just the same. Hebrews 2 says Jesus shared in our humanity so that by his death he might destroy the one who held the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. And the Who's down in Whoville, the tall and the small, began singing without any presence at all. The only way that our devilish Grinch can still rob you of Jesus' Christmas gifts, of forgiveness, life, and salvation, is if he can get you to love your sin or love your stuff or love your false gods more than Jesus. Be careful. It happens. Many Who's down in Whoville are still buying his lies. And many Who's down in Whoville will soon realize that the devil has robbed them of God's paradise by offering life in the things money buys. In gizmos and gadgets, in widgets and Wii's, in iPhones and earbuds, in cars and TVs. But God's gifts are greater than the Grinch's lies. For all those who are not yet too blind to see, there's good news this night for you and for me. You have a Savior who was born to bring you peace, a peace which the world cannot give you. In the babe of Bethlehem, your Heavenly Father gives you the greatest forgiveness, the greatest release. Take him up on the deal. John 1 says, to all who received him, to all who believe in his name, he gives the right to be the children of God. Before you swallow the devilish Grinch's lies like Cindy Lou Who and allow that Grinch to steal, kill, and destroy you know who, listen once more to the angel sweetly singing o'er the plains, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all mankind on whom God's favor rests. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, were singing without any presents at all. Maybe Christmas, in fact, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. Luke 2, behold, I bring you good news of great joy. This day, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, and he is Christ the Lord. Don't argue with God's grace. Just enjoy his gifts. The devil didn't stop Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. On this holy night, your Heavenly Father has given every Who down in Whoville, regardless of who you are, a Savior who forgives all your sins. A Savior who mopped up all your mess-ups, who doesn't rub your sins in, he rubs them out, who turns our death into a birthday, who turns our grave into a bed, who turns our tomb into a tunnel, who turns our days into an eternity, and who turns our future into paradise. Why? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen.